Welcome to this guided relaxation. Give yourself permission to take the next few moments as we share this delightful experience of moving into a place of peaceful and restorative relaxation and quieting of both the mind and the body. I invite you now to settle back in a semi-reclined position with your feet resting softly on Mother Earth, your arms at your sides passively or resting in your lap, whichever's most comfortable. Your knees are parted just a little bit to take the tension out of your pelvic area. Your shoulders are soft and drooping towards the floor. And close your eyes as you settle back. Begin by focusing on your own natural rhythm of breathing, observing the in-breath and the out-breath. Not trying to control it, but just being aware of the rhythm. As we sit together and your body, in a natural response, begins to quiet, you will be able to enhance your breathing to bring it to that intentional place of relaxation so that each in-breath is longer and fills your lungs completely. And each out-breath will be able to empty your lungs completely. As you sit, noticing your own breathing rhythm, soften the muscles in your face, around your eyes and your jaw. Soften your throat and your neck, the tops of the shoulders, the collarbones, shoulder blades, your arms themselves as they rest passively, down along the spine, the muscles that support the spine as they move across your ribs, down to the small of your back. Soften your chest and your abdomen, your pelvic area, buttock muscles, hips, and soften your thighs, the front of your thighs as well as the back of your thighs, your knees, and that little hollow behind your knees. Soften your shins and your calves, as well as your feet. And as we've been sitting together now for a couple of moments, with a softer chest and back, you should be able to more comfortably increase the depth of your breath. So with intention, inhaling through your nose, still not forcing the breath, but allow yourself to breathe deeply and fully to fill your lungs. And as you exhale, let your shoulders sag even more, drawing closer to the ground. As you breathe in relaxation and quiet, and with each exhale, you're letting go of any tension or tightness, any hecticness that may be present in your life, or any worry. These moments that you've given yourself the gift of relaxation for will change your physiology on a chemical level, both in your brain as well as throughout the body, and will free your mind. As you continue to sit quietly, and comfortably allow the breath to stay intentional, becoming deep and more complete as you breathe in peaceful, serene relaxation and let go of any tension, tightness, or sense of hurry. And continue now breathing at your own comfort level as we move into a guided imagery. Remembering that in your imagination, anything is possible, and there's no need to linger on the details. Imagine yourself in Yellowstone Country. In the early morning, you're out walking. The air is cool and fresh, and you walk on a lovely flat trail through a meadow. As far as the eye can see, this meadow is carpeted with exquisite, rich colors of wildflowers, those colors found only in nature in their vividness and lusciousness. The light dew on the tall, wispy grass feels refreshing on your legs as you walk, and your senses are alive and stimulated in a very pleasant way. You're alone by choice, savoring the solitude of the morning. You notice an expansive carpet of beautiful yellow sunflowers. Fresh, perfect petals, bright and warm, with black or orange centers to the cone of the flower. You see rich purple lupins. Indian paintbrush, some a deep red, others a soft coral, beautiful to look at. And as you continue to walk, slowly in no hurry, you're aware of the sweet smell in the air from the wildflowers. You feel the gentle breeze ruffling your hair, and you watch the flowers sway sensuously in that gentle breeze. The trees that surround the meadow are filled with birds welcoming the new day, and they sing a joyous song, which in turn brings joy to your own heart. And as you walk along, aware of the smells, the sights, the sounds, you just feel yourself softening, your heart opening to all the possibilities. And after a while, you hear the sound of water, and you come to a beautiful little stream. The flowers change a bit along the banks of the stream. There's some monk's head, a tall, deep purple flower with a very unusual shape to it, also sweet smelling. And as you walk along the path that takes you past the stream, you begin to notice the faint and pleasant smell of minerals. And much to your pleasure and surprise, you come to a mineral pool that mixes with this freshwater stream. And you can see steam rising from it. People who have been here before you have created the pool by using rocks and such to cordon off some of the water. And there's this inviting, deep, warm water pool. A little jewel. Imagine yourself now stepping into the pool. At the shore, it's warm and perfectly temperate. And you're in the water now up to your knees, your thighs, your hips, belly, chest, and see yourself now submerged in this lovely mineral pool. So soothing and relaxing. And this whole meadow is yours alone to enjoy. Effortlessly, you float on your back, staring up at the big blue sky around you. And as you float, buoyant, you feel, as a metaphor, a letting go of anything that has been perceived by you to be a burden, a weight of being held back. You're floating and you're carefree, you're light, liberated from any of those feelings or circumstances that have been weighing you down. You float and feel your muscles softening and relaxing, as well as your heart opening, soaring with freedom, having let go of any worry or challenging situations or just a busy schedule even. All of that is gone as you float. Peaceful, soothed, and calm. You stay as long as you like. And when you feel as if you've had a long enough soak, you step out and begin your walk back through the meadow, clearly feeling different than you did when you began this journey. You feel that letting go. You feel that sense of freedom, having been liberated. And from this place of quiet and calm, you feel ready for whatever else may come your way this day. And as you reach the trailhead, you stop for but a moment and look back at that luscious meadow behind you. You take this time to express self-gratitude. You thank yourself for your willingness to give yourself a few moments to be alone in nature, even if it is in your imagination. And you know you can come back here anytime you desire. With your eyes still closed, bring your thoughts back to the room in which you're sitting. Take a moment to observe the pleasant state of relaxation and calm you have been enjoying. At this moment, if you were to check your pulse, you would note that your heart rate is about 10 to 15 beats slower than it was when we started. Your blood pressure is somewhat lowered as your blood vessels have been able to relax. What you can't measure, but which is equally important, is that the catecholamine hormones, the stress hormones that are so very present throughout most of our day, they are greatly dissipated now, diminished and no longer present to cause inflammation or excitability in your life. Taking a few moments each day to practice an intentional relaxation can change your physiology, emotionally and physically. And thank you so much for sharing this experience with me.